We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Trainers sewed up the district title last week as the Cardinals walked away with a convincing 56-0 win over Red Oak. And now they try to go undefeated in district play this week as they take on Missouri Valley. Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer, joins me now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your football team after the big win over the Tigers?
Feel really good. We emphasized a few things last week in practice that we really wanted to see Friday night on film. And I thought the kids did a great job with that. We were able to get all of our kids into the game Friday, which was good. So everybody that suited up for us played quite a bit. And I was proud of those second, third, fourth string guys that got in there and they, you know, we talk about having a standard of excellence and the expectations we have here on how we play, regardless of who you are and what the situation is. And when I went back and evaluated film over the weekend, I thought those young guys, those JV kids that came in, worked really hard to meet those expectations. And the older guys were coaching them up on the sideline. And so it was just a good night for everybody. Saw a lot of really good things.
Well, what areas did you really want to improve on that you emphasized coming out of the Tri-Center game going into Red Oak?
There was a few situations in that Tri-Center game. Well, number one, we didn't have very good discipline and had too many penalties. We cleaned that up. We were much better in that aspect on Friday night against Red Oak. And then just offensively, defensively, I wanted to see us sustain blocks a little bit better offensively. I thought we did that Friday. And then defensively, just trying to get guys to the ball a little bit quicker than we had the week before. I mean, our defense has been playing pretty good, but we really were starting to talk about, you know, hey, what's what makes a team, you know, go from good to great, and what are those little things? And so sustaining blocks on offense and finishing runs, taking care of the football, and then defensively, it's getting 11 guys to the ball every time. But not just getting there, but how you get there. So getting off the block and then sprinting to the ball. And so forcing turnovers and obviously defensively. And so I think we intercepted four passes on Friday night. So really happy with all that.
Yeah, got a pick six as well from Drew Myers. But maybe more importantly was Jet Sorensen with a kick return, 92 yards for a touchdown. What does that mean for you? And, you know, how do you feel just about special teams in general with that play?
Well, we invest a lot of time and effort into our special teams. We always have. We've been pretty good at it for a long time, I feel. And, you know, just the different skill sets within it. So not only just kicking and punting, but, you know, how we block in the return game and our punt coverage and kick coverage. So to get a kick return to start the game and, you know, 15 seconds in, we've got a touchdown on the board. And then we got a quick three and out. And then we scored, I think, on the third or fourth play after that. And then we got another three and out, and then Jet scored on the second play after that. And then I think Drew's interception that he returned was on the next possession. So it was bang, bang, bang right out of the gate, taking advantage of, you know, offense, defense, special teams, everybody chipping in.
What, or who stood out for you defensively to pitch the shutout? I mean, you look at the tackle chart, it was the ultimate imbalance right there. What do you like best about your defense coming out of that game?
Well, I think you said it best, is there's a lot of guys chipping in. So it wasn't just one or two guys getting all the tackles. It was everybody doing their job. And like I said, when they got an opportunity to get out there on the field and put something on film, everybody did a really, really good job. And so I'm not looking at the tackle chart, but I do remember that there was not like a big discrepancy in who had all the tackles. It was spread out pretty well across the roster, which is good. So a lot of guys getting involved, a lot of guys getting playing opportunity. You know, I think it just helps us, especially with those second string guys, third string guys, just developing them for the future and getting them ready.
How would you just characterize your defense and how they have evolved throughout the season?
We talk about playing fast. So we try to keep things really simple. We emphasize turnovers. I believe I checked over the weekend, I think we're first in the state in all classes and interceptions, which is good. And again, it's kind of like tackles. There's not one guy with a whole bunch. It's several guys that have a couple each. So it's just guys, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity. We're able to rotate and sub various players in just because of our skill sets and some depth that we've got at positions. And when those second guys get in there, we emphasize, hey, make the most of the opportunity. Again, you're putting something on film every time you go out there, and we're going to evaluate you just like we evaluate the starters Those guys, they've stepped up and they've played really fast.
How do you account for the interceptions? Pretty much. I mean, that's an amazing stat, but one would say, oh, we got a great secondary, and maybe you do, but maybe it's also getting pressure on the quarterback, or maybe it's a combination. How do you account for the picks?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a combination of those things. Really good players in the secondary, just a bunch of really good athletes, up front, getting really good pressure from our defensive line. I think our linebackers in the middle, they kind of get overlooked in that, but we've had a pick six on Friday from Drew Myers, but we also had one from our inside linebacker, Austin Moss, the week before. So the linebackers are getting to their drops really well. But you know, I also give credit to our defensive coaching staff. They do such a great job in scouting and prepping the kids. But then even our scout guys in practice, you know, usually I'm running the scout team against our starting D when we do, you know, some pass skelly 7-on-7 stuff. And those guys, the scout kids, give such a good look. And because of our depth, we're able to get some talented varsity kids on our scout offense to be able to run routes against our starting defense. So if you look at our scout offense when we're running pass routes against our secondary, it's most of our offensive starters. You know, Ethan Hill is not really playing defense for us, so he's running scout team quarterback. You know, Brock Casey's one of our starting receivers, and he's over there running scout team routes. And so you get a lot of guys like that, and it's just kind of – it develops that competition in practice, I think.
How do you feel about how Ethan Hill has come along this year? I mean, he got the job at the start of the season, and he was probably you know, because he was coming in as a senior, but he had to earn it too. You know, his first year as a quarterback, as a starter, and how has he really developed? He's got some talent around him, but you have to, you know, you still have to develop and perform. Where do you think he is now, maybe as compared to when he started the season?
Yeah, Ethan's super talented, and we've known that all along. And so he's just kind of patiently waited for his opportunity. And you know, we moved him to receiver last year to get him on the field because of his talent level. And so now that he's settled into the QB spot, I know early in the season we were really emphasizing a lot of quick passes. We relied on the screen game pretty heavily early on. Now we're starting to get to the point where our vertical game is starting to take a step forward, and that's just a timing thing. And so anytime you get a new quarterback thrown to new receivers, the vertical game takes a while. And so I remember this last year, we returned our quarterback last year, but we had a bunch of new receivers, and it took us a while to get the vertical game going. It was about halfway through the season, like it is for us this year. So Ethan's starting to get the timing down with all of his guys in the vertical game, which just kind of expands everything for us and opens up things in the run game. And so I think he's played his best football here in the last probably month or so since we've been in district play. Now he can get better, and he would probably be the first one to tell you that. It's interesting, with his completion percentage is outrageous. It's in the 70s, which is awesome for a high school kid, but there's still some throws I think he'd like to have back. I'd like him to have back, that are just near misses, that if we can get those things connected on, the sky's the limit for him as a QB.
So this week is Missouri Valley. We know that the district title is yours. We know that Missouri Valley has struggled. What are your expectations for your team to, you know, have them not let up and just keep the foot on the gas?
My expectation is the same for the kids every week. And having grown up in Trainer and played there and watched great teams in the past, we just have a standard that we have to live up to that's been there for 60, 70 years. And I know a lot of those guys that played, you know, a long time ago, still come and watch us play. And so our expectation is that, the bar is pretty high in it for Trainer tradition when it comes to football, and we need to meet and exceed that every single week, regardless of who the opponent is, regardless of the situation, regardless if you're the starter or the fourth string guy. When you get in, there's a high expectation for you to perform at your very, very best and give great effort. So that's always our message. It was the message last week. It was the message the week before. It's going to be the message this week. And going forward, that's the same thing I'll always preach to the kids.
So what is on your scouting report for the Big Reds?
Well, they've got some interesting size. As I watched film over the weekend, they have a really good defensive front. They played Tri-Center Friday, and I thought they gave Tri-Center a heck of a game. It was very close at halftime. And so, you know, it's kind of a similar situation with Red Oak. They've got football players. They look good and they came out pretty fast on Friday. And I think it's just, it's that building process. And we've all been there when we get started at in a program. And it starts to click a little bit after you've done it for so long, and you can see it start to click for those guys. And so they're going to provide some challenge. That we played them week 8 last year, and it was kind of a similar situation to last Friday. We got off to a quick start, but then we hit the late first quarter, early second quarter, and we started to get a little relaxed, let our foot off the gas a little bit. They hung around, and you know, we need to, again, just focus on what we do every single play, regardless of the situation, and give great effort.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against Missouri Valley. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer Football, joining us here on KSOM.